With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. This next segment of Private Parts is brought to you in partnership with Think. Mitt, do you know what I love about you?
Do you know what you love about me?
Yeah, about you.
Well, I kind of agree with everything you say.
So you're agreeable.
Just to make you feel good. And when you ask me about your age, I say you don't look a day above 21. Those are probably the two only things.
That's the thing I love about you, the fact that you say that I'm younger than I am.
So essentially I lie to you.
But that's not what I want to talk about today. Now, what I do love about you, and this is true, you are a safe and reliable driver. As long as I know you, you're a safe and reliable driver. And also, you are responsible and alert on the road. And what you don't know, that's actually a pretty damn good thing to be. It's a defining characteristic.
Well, I pride myself on it, Jamie. When you finally learn to actually drive, I might be able to say the same thing about you.
We're starting today's episode with a game of bad habits, from driving bad habits to everyday bad habits. What we're going to do is read out some bad habits that the listeners have submitted, and we're going to decide whether we think they're acceptable or unacceptable. Are they okay or no way? So, Mitt, whilst you're here, kick us off with a bad driving habit.
Someone has written in here. I know this is wrong, but I reckon I drive too fast in places where I think I know the area back to front.
You get so heated when you talk about bad driving, you can't handle it.
God, it riles me up. I hate being overtaken. Awful. Where's he trying to get to?
Do you really?
Just take it easy.
That's a definite no way. Also, what it is with people constantly checking their phones. This is a big thing. Now, if you get a ping on your phone, it has to wait until you're fully parked up and safe. Now, up next, we've got messages from a couple of listeners who have submitted other bad habits. Listener Alex has got in touch. I did play Football Manager all day the other day while I was supposed to be working. It was quiet, though.
Wait, is he talking about doing Football Manager whilst driving?
No, he's not. He's not playing Football Manager.
I actually saw that yesterday. A guy was playing a game on his phone whilst driving. He was playing Mario Kart as well, which is...
Let's-a-go.
That's the police when they arrest him. Let's-a-go.
Only eating the custard cream part of custard creams, then chucking the other bit in the tin.
No way.
What? I'm going to say okay to that.
It's like getting a sandwich and taking out the cucumber and just eating it on its own, which I've seen you do.
I do.
When he's on a diet.
Wait, hang on. When I'm on a diet, I take out the cucumber and eat the bread.
Put two of them on your eyes. But no, I honestly, I think no way. That's just, it's wasteful.
Okay, also never replacing the loo roll. That's another one.
Oh God, the amount of times, I mean, it's a bit gross, but like you've gone to the loo and then you realise...
That is a definite no way for me. Not replacing the loo roll.
It's just inconsiderate, and it can leave you. I once had to sit on the loo for like an hour before the Deliveroo guy turned up with only loo roll. So he knows what the problem is, and I answered all with my pants down. So.
All right, we've got to be a little bit more serious for this one, because Joe has admitted to never leaving enough time to get to the station, ending up speeding there every time.
No, Joe. There's later trains.
Train, just leave enough time.
Don't rush to the station, mate.
There we have it, everyone.
Remember that when it comes to bad habits, mates respect mates who don't take risks when driving.
That is so true. And that applies to everyone. Now, I've known so many people who think that they're good enough drivers to take risks. But the truth is, such a thing doesn't exist. Taking these risks is just not okay.
Watch your speed, ignore your phone, and concentrate. And I promise you, your mates will thank you for it.
So, Millie, what's your plan for when you drive home?
Phone off, stick to the speed limit, and I'll be home in no time.
And that, listeners, is one of the many reasons that Alex has nothing but my utmost respect. You also know, Alex, that when I get my driver's license, I hope I can drive just like you.
I'll teach you.
That wouldn't work. I need a professional driver to teach me, but yeah, that's okay.
First of all, you need someone to teach you manners. Get out of the way. That's a school bus, Jamie.
All right, listeners, see you later. We have a very big person on the podcast today.
Da, da, da. Da, 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 da. There's nothing he can't do.
He said to himself, what do you want to do?
I hope he doesn't listen to this. This is so bizarre. Who did we have on, Jacob? Spit it out.
K.
S.
Ah.
Yeah, all right.
KSI.
He's that fishing expert.
We had KSI, JJ, England's biggest YouTuber.
I know. It's 100%. Actually quite mad what he's done, isn't it?
He's. I would say he's one of the world's biggest content creators.
Well, after you, obviously.
After me.
Yeah.
That's it. But he is. He's one of the world's biggest content creators. He fought Logan Paul. He's been doing YouTube. He's releasing music, his new album, all over the place, out 16th of July. He is a big, big guest. He's a big guest. He's got... How many followers do you think he has on Instagram? I'm going to give you a guess. How many think you think he has?
I reckon he's probably 20 mil?
No, 9.7, but still.
Mm, I bigged him up too much.
Okay, well, let me... How many followers do you think he has on Instagram?
9.6.
9.7? Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah. He's got 9 million or more than me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a lot.
You'll get there one day, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
You're one fight away from...
Would you... Yeah, we spoke about this fight. Would you ever get in the ring and fight someone?
I'm not really a fighter, to be honest. I mean, if it came down to it, you know, and...
Wait, hang on, you're not in the street.
I have to protect my pride.
No, it's not in the street, you're in a ring, you're going into the ring to fight someone.
Yeah, I'll give it a go if I had to.
God, this is just typical, the way that you like. There's no...
There's no volition.
If I have to.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
All right, well, JJ, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This is a big episode. As always, Private Parters, hopefully you enjoy it. We've got Mitten as the guest host today, as always. And also, if you'd like to get in touch for our bonus episodes, we'll read out reviews, any emails, anything at all, charity nominations, please send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or send us a message on Instagram @privatepodcast. Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mitt, why don't you intro the podcast?
We've got KSI up next. He's fantastic.
Not up next, not on a radio show. It's not up next.
What is he?
It's like a song.
Coming on the show?
No, just say it's KSI. Here we go.
Until you pay me, I'm not going to start doing these little snippets, all right?
What's... So you're just going to talk? All right,
here
we go.
Come on, you do it. Show me how it's done and then, you know, it's like work experience.
All right, here we go. KSI on the podcast. Enjoy. Now your turn.
Okay, we've got KSI on the podcast. Here we go. It's terrible.
Everyone's just turned off. Yeah. I don't even care. All right, here we go. Enjoy.
So, JJ, as I said to you before we started, how much press have you been doing?
So I've been up since 7:30 a.m. So right now it's 3:51. So about like 6+ hours.
Who's the 7:30 a.m. slot?
So early.
That sucks.
I don't even remember. Wait. I don't know. It's kind of like I see everything. No. 2 minutes. It should be pretty decent. Phil Taggart.
Okay. So this is the big one, though. This is the one you...
Well, this is up there. This is up there with the big ones. Yeah.
This is the big slot. But, dude, listen, because I always think with you, because you've been crazy busy since you were like 10 years old, pretty much.
10 years old?
That's
creepy. You knew what he was up to.
Yeah, like, how'd you know? I wasn't. You know what I mean. I didn't even know what I was doing at 10. I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't doing anything YouTube wise. Anyway.
But you know what I mean. You've been crazy. But since you, because when did you start YouTube? How old are you? 17, 16?
So I was about like 16, 16, 17. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Did you go into it with the intention of it blowing up, or did you?
No, decide? No. Come on, man. No one did. Like with YouTube, it was just this thing that everyone enjoyed doing. It was like, I was in this whole gaming community and we just like posting games and showing people our skills, but we never thought we'd be making money from it, let alone being famous from it or anything. It was just
have you managed to make any money yet?
just a bit.
Yeah, but I had this, but isn't the whole like YouTube market now changed? Whereas before, like we hear from, like, you know, the only way I heard it from is there's that big American YouTuber who's called David Dobrik. And I saw his thing with, like, he did a thing with GQ, which he was saying that he was earning like 200 grand a month at the beginning, and then because of advertising laws and stuff like that, it completely changed.
As in, it got better or worse?
It got worse. See, then he was earning like 2 grand a month. So actually YouTube has gone in a completely different direction now, where you have to be quite family friendly, isn't that right, in order to make things work?
No.
Okay. All right, big guy.
No, it's because I guess with David Dobrik's content, it's quite wild, as well as, but I mean, even if it's that wild, you've got Melt Boys who produce like wild content and they still make a decent amount with YouTube. It's all because they all use copyright music. That's why they don't get the amount that they would desire. But that's their doing.
Is that why? So if you use copyright music in it,
then they take all the money, bro.
That's why you got to make your own tune. Though.
That's exactly, and then you win.
You're smart. Hey.
Wait, Jenny. But also, I had this thing that you said. I actually listened to your interview with Louis Theroux, who's a legend, by the way.
Absolute legend. Yeah,
mate, he is a legend. But I heard that you had this moment, which I actually thought was pretty kind of like sort of well done from you, because I think there's a tendency to push forward with things all the time, right? But when you get to a place where you get sort of burnout in a sense, and you basically took a 6 months time out, didn't you, to stop everything, to reevaluate, to redo it, because you're just like, I'm just making these videos that I don't even really enjoy making. I'm just doing it all the time because I feel like I have to. And then you took time out and you reassessed everything, didn't you?
Yeah, and I felt like it was a necessary step to further my career, essentially, because, you know, during that break, I figured out what I actually wanted to do with my life. And I guess, essentially, what I decided on was doing it all. During that break, I was there like, I want to do music. Like, for me, music is like my passion. Like, you know, it started as a hobby, but, you know, I love everything about music. Like, whenever I write, it doesn't feel like work. It's just, it flows. It's so easy. I enjoy doing it. But then, you know, I missed doing YouTube videos. I was like, it's kind of, you know, like, I miss making content. I miss just interacting with my audience. And then obviously the whole boxing thing came and, you know, I enjoyed that. So I was kind of at this point where I was like, why can't I just do it all? Why can't I do the boxing? Why can't I do the music? Why can't I do the YouTube?
Can you do it? Yes
and no. It's kind of like you have to be really smart with how you you have to be smart with your timings, or you have to be quite organized. With boxing, you have to spend weeks and weeks just doing boxing. You can't
but you had to figure that out, JJ. You don't, no one like teaches anyone that, right? When you go, you want to do it, you just have to figure it out as you go along.
Yeah, and I guess I just figured it out and realized, oh, okay, this is what I need to do to make sure this works. And yeah, it's definitely, I'm one of a kind, because no one else is doing it, but why not? Like, it's just...
Jamie tried to do it all. He tried to do YouTube, did 4 years of putting videos out every day. It failed. Did boxing, lost his first match.
Oh, no!
Yeah. Hey, let me just put this out there, right? So this is so funny. So I started doing, so I obviously did Made in Chelsea, and I was like, if I put a video up there, it is going to get a lot of views. I was like, this is like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I started the YouTube channel, and I put a video out every single week.
Every day?
And every single, I vlogged for 40 days, and that was the worst thing I've ever done. But I did a video every single day for 4 years. In my 4 years of putting a video out, and I did probably, I don't know, 30 to 80,000 views a video. Maybe it was like a couple, 200,000 views. I made $8,000 in four and a half years.
Retired.
Making.
Oh, wow.
And then I only got to like 70,000 subscribers. It's so funny. It's such a different world, YouTube to TV. That crossover is so hard, right?
Well, I mean.
Is it? Oh, well, not to you,
well, I'm thinking.
You do it all.
Well, Jamie, like, that's the problem. That's why you didn't succeed. Like, you kind of just focus on the money. And focused on subscribers. Like,
I focused on subscribers, not the cash. That was the problem. Focused on subscribers, and then but I still did it for 4.5 years, right? I committed stuff, but I agree with you.
Should have given up, mate, earlier.
Yeah, I was pushing it. But I agree with you what you're saying. No, I definitely would continue what you were saying, because that was important. So.
Yeah, like, you need to focus on you just enjoying it. Like, with the whole YouTube thing, like, I wasn't doing it to become famous. It's like everything I've done, it isn't just to become famous or get a lot of money. It's just because I just enjoyed it. And I've just fallen into this industry now that is thriving. And right now I'm still just enjoying myself. I'm still having fun. With the Sidemen, I'm just, you know, making videos where it's just fun and we're just doing something stupid every week. Same with music. I get to just do my hobby is, you know, my job, and I'm able to perform and just have fun with it. And same with, you know, boxing. I'm able to punch people up. It keeps me fit mentally and physically, and I'm able to enjoy that. So
I love it. I love it, Jay, how you, when you go into the zone of boxing, it's like there's a sudden switch in you. Well, I just beat people up.
And bro, like, I've been, you know, I've had people hit me up saying, like, we'll give you this many millions to do a podcast, for example. And I just turned it down. Same with streaming. I've just turned it down. You know why? Because I just don't want to do it. Like, I just don't think it's fun. So
but it's true. But listen,
that's why I'm leaving, Jamie.
But do you know what is so okay? But then let's argue that, because I agree with you.
Hit me.
Right, and I think it's so. I always say this when people ask me, I always say what I was really lucky to do was I was able to discover what I didn't want to do. And most people don't have that ability, right? Because they have to go and work in the local Sainsbury's, or they have to go and work in a place and they have to find a job and they have to pay for these different things.
I worked at Sainsbury's.
You're so relatable, buddy. but that thing, so I agree with you 100% that I said this actually in another podcast. I got told this piece of advice once. Someone said to me, business is paid in two currencies, cash and experience. Take the experience first and the cash will come later. Don't go into something because you want to make money. Do it because you enjoy it and you want to experience
it. That's a really good quote,
But the tricky thing is that you've built yours up, but you know, you earn a good buck, you do this kind of thing, so you can kind of pick and choose what you want to do now.
Yeah, but I've put myself in that position.
Totally.
Yeah, and, you know, like, don't get me wrong, it's taken me years. Like, you know, you got to remember, I've been doing YouTube for, like, 12 years now, man. Like, I've been doing it for a very long time to be in this position right now. And I know there's a load of other, like, influencers, like TikTokers, who have just got the same level of success in about 2 years or 3 years. And, you know, not everyone is going to be as lucky as them. And, you know, some people have to wait several years to get to the similar success. But, you know, over time, it's one of those things that as long as you just enjoy what you're doing and put the work in, then you should succeed. Yeah. But obviously it's not going to work for everyone.
I know. Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, you know, it was a risk. It was a bit of a risk. You know, my parents put a lot of money into putting me in private school to make sure I, you know, went to uni and studied and became a doctor, lawyer, blah, blah, blah. And then I decided...
That worked out.
Screw that. Yeah. I wanted to...
Fuck you, parents.
I decided, you know what? Screw that. I just wanted to...
What you loved.
What I loved. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But this is the funny thing, okay? Because also, Jenny, what I massively... So I think, honestly, so I have a big fear with these, like, TikTokers and stuff, and the people who get this viral content, right? Because when you're viral, you go up like that, but you don't really gain that core audience.
No,
like your audience, the reason you've been doing this for 12 years, right? So your audience has stuck with you for that long.
Yeah.
So they follow you into the different things.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, which I think you have done, which... I say for you and Mitt was pretty hard because we came from that reality TV background, is basically you now with your music, you're now collaborating with like some of the biggest artists in the world. And that's nuts.
I got a question about that actually. How did you find the crossover, like coming from YouTube, going into... Because I find like as soon as you're known for one thing, you try and enter something like music, people kind of go, hang on
a second. Hard as hell. Hard as hell. But... You know, I had to be really smart with it. So I thought initially I could just be like, all right, I want to do music now and people would accept it. But that's the complete opposite.
They want to shoot it. They want to shoot you down.
They shoot you down. Yeah. So it's one of those things where you have to implement it slowly. You have to, you know, just like put it in there. Like, so with...
You got to lube it up a bit.
Well, so with YouTube, with my YouTube videos, I would put in like little raps, you know, with my FIFA videos. Like it's, you know, nothing too serious, nothing too crazy, but I'll just implement it.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it was still like a FIFA video, but I would implement my music into it. And eventually, like, I'd start doing bigger things and, you know, slowly make it bigger and make it bigger to the point where... I then put out a music video, Lamborghini, and everyone goes, oh my God, this is great. Yeah. Like, this is what we wanted.
Well, it makes sense for them because they've invested in it. Like.
Yeah, exactly. And they feel like they're a part of it. Whereas, you know, if you just go, I'm doing this now, they don't feel like they're part of the journey. They think that you're just, you know, bunning them off and just doing your own thing.
Force.
Yeah, and it feels
forced. So was that actually... strategic? So you actually thought in your head, I have to slowly implicate these like different rap things in different things in order to make this...
Well, it was a bit of both because, you know, I've always wanted to do music and, you know, I put stuff out, but I realized it didn't have the same reception. And I was like, why is that? So I was like, oh, because my audience don't, you know, they're not part of that journey. It's just random. So why not, you know, implement small things just to make them feel like they're part of the journey. Because, you know, essentially, like, if I'm putting content out and I'm putting the music in, it intertwines, it feels right. And, you know, it made sense in my head. And then I was like, okay, cool, let's do that. And I did that for years. And I've been doing that for years. And even with Lamborghini, like after Lamborghini, I thought, cool, I'm in. And then it flopped again.
I'm Sir Wembley. Here we go.
Well, it did. I you know, I then went to like, I didn't release another EP. It didn't do as well. And then I released another EP. It didn't do as well. And I was like, oh, okay. So I thought I understood this, but I didn't. So I then had to go back to the drawing board and slowly build it up again. Mm. Slowly build it up and then improve on the music. And, you know, eventually I'm at the point where I'm at today where people are excited about my music. Mm. But it's, bro, that's the thing. People want things to happen so fast, bro.
Instant pleasure.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, even with crypto fam, everyone's there like, why have I not got gains in like, you know, a day or two? And then they just go, oh, I'm out. And they leave at a loss. And it's like, no, everything that's going to happen successfully takes time.
Yeah. Totally.
And people don't realize that. Everything takes time as well. Like I said, I've been doing music for 10 years. It's taken me 10 years to get to this point. That's why I'm always getting top 10s. Like, it's nothing. And people go, how is this? He's a YouTuber doing boxing and what? He's able to just release music. Like, well, I've been doing this for 10 years. Of course I'm going to eventually be successful in it.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So. JJ, how much? I had a rumor that you put a lot into Bitcoin.
Yeah, so I put 2 million into Bitcoin.
Wow.
Well,
come
I
on.
Said Bitcoin. When? I put two. No.
So
I put 2 million last year, November, December. But this was into cryptocurrencies. I made 7 million, and now I've lost it all.
Sick.
Yeah, it's mental. Yeah,
release another EP.
Well, yeah. It's been a full journey, but it's kind of like I had to experience it. I had to really delve into the whole crypto space, and I fully understand it now. So I put money in things where I essentially leveraged myself, and I kind of over leveraged myself, and to the point where, you know, I lost money because of it. Mm. I got liquidated. So, you know, I put in a lot of money into something. I got liquidated because of the Bitcoin crash. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, big whoop. It is what it is. I'll move on. Like, you know, there's no point crying over spilled milk. And I realized that, you know, during the bear market is when you want to invest into things. You know, I got excited. I was like, oh, it's a bull market now. Let's go. You know, I'm just trying to put money into all these things. And, you know, I got lucky with the 7 million, but I should have been smart and taking that money
out.
Into fiat and then just wait for everything to drop and then go back into it again.
It's that, it's gambling though, isn't it? You get carried away. You get.
Well, I don't think it is. I don't think it is gambling.
It's
not gambling. No. Bitcoin is here to stay. It is the future. It's just no one wants to accept it. Or a few people don't want to accept it.
It's definitely here to stay, but I think investing in it.
Same, bro. Same with Ethereum, like, Polkadot. Yeah. Yes, of course, it all fluctuates, but it's going up. If you stand back and look at the whole picture, it's just slowly going up. Yeah. And eventually, you're going to get $100,000 Bitcoin and $500,000 Bitcoin and $1 million Bitcoin. It's going to happen. Maybe it might take 5, 10, 15, 20 years, but it's going to happen. You've got to remember, Bitcoin doesn't have inflation. There's no inflation on Bitcoin.
It's really great because it can sit outside of national borders. It doesn't have to be, it can't be controlled by
government. Exactly. What you like about it, and that's what...
You like the, like... mystery of it, don't you, mate?
Well, I can hide all my money offshore.
Well, that's what's so great about it. It's not controlled by a centralized bank, man.
Yeah,
it's, and I think that's so important. Like DeFi is definitely the future, whether people like it or not. You know, look at the internet, bro. Everything is digital. So why would it? Of course, you're gonna have digital currencies. It just makes sense. And anyone that says who doesn't agree with it is just. Is stupid. I'm sorry.
Is this you trying to get the price back up? So you can get
No. Bro, the price will go up. It doesn't matter. This is just a journey. The price will go up. I'm fully into crypto. Bro, I've lost 7 million and I'm still full on crypto.
Throw another 2 million in. Let's go. Come on, let's do it now.
Double down.
Yeah.
But no, listen, I think the thing with you which is interesting is that you've had your finger on the pulse, right? You've honestly had it on like the internet space.
Yeah.
Like that digital space for like 12 years. So you kind of, I just feel you have that knowledge that other people don't, where you see things coming and going and new things coming in and seeing what's going to stay and what's not going to stay, right?
Yeah. So TikTok is here to stay. TikTok is, is so important. Yeah. TikTok is not going anywhere. If anything, it's going to rival YouTube and rival Facebook and rival.
Do you think so? Other... Come on, are you
Are you TikTok? 100%. Do you TikTok?
I TikTok from time to time.
I look like an absolute bellend on it, and I still do
TikTok is full of cringe, but who cares? A lot of people just don't care. They just have fun and enjoy themselves. TikTok is if you want to enter the digital space, TikTok is the way to do it. Whereas back in the day, it used to be YouTube. TikTok is the way now, 100%.
Yeah, but okay. Also, I just want to give a shout out because we've been talking about your music. You got your second album all over the place coming out 16th of July. Which, yes. By the way, just quickly before we move on to TikTok things, Zach, so I want to mention it because, dude, you also collaborated with a friend of mine, Anne Marie, who's a legend.
Yeah, she's so sick.
Mate,
I love her laugh.
Her voice.
Well, it's so funny, like how she is in music videos compared to how she is in real life, so different.
Yeah, I know.
You just don't expect it. So,
and she's like an empath as well. Like, she's so kind.
Yeah. Nice. And like, she's fully into her football and everything. I'm like, raw.
who was, just quickly before we said, when someone has said like an email or a DM slide or someone has said, I want to collaborate, did someone say it to you like, fucking hell, no way, when that came through? Has that ever happened yet?
As in like, no way I'm collaborating with you? Or
Jamie
Lang slides
it. Yeah, you want to collaborate? No, someone that you're like, because as I said before, that crossover is so hard to do things. You've done it, right? And the fact you're not a YouTuber, you're in everything now, as you said, but the problem is in the music industry before you started going big, people would just see you as a YouTuber. Now they see you as an actual artist.
Yeah.
So when was the point where you sort of sat back and went, shit, I'm an actual artist now?
I think when I made a song with Rick Ross and Lil Baby.
Yeah,
straight after the fight with Logan in LA Staples Center. Literally, we had it already booked in to do the music video. And I still to this day think if I lost that fight, Rick Ross and Lil Baby wouldn't have shown up.
You reckon?
Are you serious? 100%.
Oh, come on. It's America, bro. Everyone wants to be with winners.
Back a loser. Yeah,
no one cares about losers. Everyone wants to be with winners.
That's why Jamie never got any records.
That's why I'm going. Do you seriously think it was that much?
100%. I think, yeah. There's a lot riding on it, bro. I don't think I'd be as successful musically if I lost that fight.
Mate, you didn't watch the fight, but you knew about it, right? And I remember I watched the fight, and when you won it,
yeah,
you like crying. You just saw how much it meant to you, because obviously so much was riding. I don't know if you were crying over Bitcoin or whatever.
I mean, I wish I could have put money in Bitcoin then.
But it's true. But like there was so much emotion for you. There was so much riding on your success that you thought that if you'd lost, you would lose everything almost.
And that's just, like how everything goes with me. Like my legacy is so important, and I always want it to be, like an exponential thing that just keeps going up and improves and gets better and better and better. So like the idea of me losing, I just didn't want it to be a part of my legacy. I didn't want it to be a factor. I am a winner and I want to stay a winner. And to be a winner, you have to work hard. And that's just what I did with the fight, man. Like I trained so hard. If people saw how hard I trained, they'd be like, flipping heck. He took this seriously. Man, you just have to be, especially when it comes to boxing, man. And even when it comes to music, bro, I worked so hard. You can see the difference between this simulation to All Over the Place that's coming out 16th of July, fam. Like, insane. No, for real. Like, I have done levels. The singing is improved. The rapping is improved. The wordplay, the genres that I've bounced onto, I've done hip hop, I've done rap, grime, drill, I've done Afrobeat, pop, like all these different genres on this album. I guarantee everyone listening, you will enjoy at least one song from the album. No matter what type of music you're into, you'll be able to go into my album and go, oh, wow, I actually like this tune, or wow, I like this tune, or, I like this tune. There's 100% going to be one song you
got,
like.
Got so. Any classical on there? Not yet, that's the next
one. Well, I mean, you never know. I mean, there might be, there's a little bit of classical theme tunes there,
that's
but.
When, that's when you're still making tunes in your 80s. And
But, I mentioned that 16th of July, 17th of July, and 18th of July are going to be the days that I blow up the internet.
All right, JJ, we're going to stop there for the moment. That's the end of part one, ladies and gentlemen. But stick around. Click over to part two, which is just a finger click away. See you in a bit. Part two.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.